Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night, March the... What are we at?
18th.
Let's go with that. You're listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. 9 p.m.-ish on Wednesday night. You must be listening to This Show Is So Gay. You are. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Did you go to kickboxing today?
I did. I screwed up. For some reason.
With kickboxing?
Well, I forgot. I worked out this morning, and then I forgot that I was doing cardio kickboxing tonight. So I ran a lot this morning, and then I went to cardio kickboxing. And Sensei Cindy, with a Y, shout out to everyone in the cardio kickboxing class. Sensei Cindy wanted to introduce us to a new technique this week. So she was telling us all about the low hands. And the low hand technique.
And you were thinking about Lindsay, weren't you?
Every single time she said it, I was like, she's like, let's do the low hand punch. And I'm looking around for some lesbian DJ that I can hook up with, like Lindsay Lohan. And it was hilarious. And it didn't get old.
Did you just giggle
the whole time? I was giggling. It was the gayest cardio kickboxing class that I have had yet, where I can now do the low hand punch and low hand kick, and then there was an arrest warrant for me, and then it was Lindsay Lohan. Anyway, what do you got over there? What's going on over there?
We have a couple of shout-outs from this week. The first is to our friends at BeYourOwnQueero.com. They're running a pretty cool contest on their site where you can win Keen t-shirts just for commentators. And then we also have a second shout-out this week, which is unusual, to another website. We usually like shout-out to people, and that's to OutImpact.com.
They are very cool.
They are very cool. Yeah. They produce a really good magazine, and they're super cool people, and they even highlighted us a little bit this week, and you should go subscribe, Ken.
I will go do that.
Did you subscribe yet?
No, they have a newsletter that I want to subscribe to, but as long as people are subscribing, you know what else they can subscribe to?
Are we going to tell people?
Let's tell them right now. So we are pleased to announce that this show is So Gay with Ken and Becca on iTunes.
It's true.
So if you just stroll on over to theshowisogay.com, you can get the link to our iTunes subscription, and we hope that you subscribe, and we know that many people, hundreds of people actually already have, so that's just fantastic. And tell a friend, and now we're on iTunes, and it makes us feel...
It's pretty cool.
Makes us feel global.
Did you notice they labeled us as clean?
I do that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
We are clean.
I felt we were clean.
I just felt like we were approved. They're like, they don't even smell. Fabulous.
I do that. That's all me. We have an amazing guest tonight. Amazing, amazing guest. I'm a little worried for the censorship value on our show tonight, but I think it's going to be fine. Legendary performer Sherry Vine is going to be calling in a little bit later. Sherry Vine has some amazing song selections that I kind of want to...
Okay, well, Sherry Vine's music... We'll probably not be playing.
No. We won't have any songs.
Unfortunately,
Sherry Vine
but you should definitely go on YouTube or search in Google and try to find some of Sherry Vine's.
Or on her Facebook.
On her Facebook.
So we're going to start out with a song, and then we're going to come back, and we've a ton of news to talk about. So let's get going with some music.
All right. Thank you.
That was a song called Movie Star by Royston Murphy, as requested by tonight's guest, Sherry Vine, who will be calling in, I don't know, probably like 10 minutes or so. So sit tight and listen to some news. Can we go right into some news?
Bring it on.
One thing that we are thrilled to report, we talked about this probably a few months back when we noted that the U.S. was the only country truly to not sign the UN's Gay Rights Declaration. Well, we are pleased to report that the Associated Press has learned that the Obama administration, that's our president.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Will sign a UN declaration calling for the worldwide decriminalization of homosexuality that President George W. Bush had refused to endorse. U.S. officials said Tuesday that they had notified the French sponsors of the declaration that the administration wants to be added as a supporter of the declaration. The Bush administration, they were criticized for not signing it, but then we were dragging our heels a bit as a country. Now we have signed it. Let's decriminalize it. Go U.S. USA. USA. Wow. I just wanted a fist-pumping moment.
All righty.
So there was that. Fist-pumping moment. There was that. I wanted to cover that for our listeners.
Have we been covering the Vermont Gay Marriage Bill?
We have not.
And the public hearings that
you
are going on?
You go for it.
Apparently, about 500 people turned out at the State House today for a hearing on the bill that would allow full marriage in Vermont instead of civil unions, which is what we currently have here. And there really isn't a lot of information coming out about what's going on. So for our listeners, I just want to let you know we're following it. There's not a whole lot to actually report at this point, just a lot of public comments and...
If you have something to report, you should give us a call.
Please do.
802-246-6107. If you're standing outside the State House and waiting for something and you want something to do, give us a call and let us know how today went.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a ton of coverage on it.
No, I mean, the last thing I saw had quotes, you know, from a 13-year-old girl who was standing outside the State House and they were interviewing her, and that's great, but I'd really like to hear a little bit more of the what's going on.
One of the polls that was out there this week, I actually didn't copy this one, so I don't have the exact numbers, but it was one of the national gay polls that we talk about every single week. And the question was, which state do you think will be next for gay marriage? And there were tons of states, because it seems like every week there's a different state that's in the news that's doing something. But far and away, people voted Vermont. So I don't know if that was a ton of fellow Vermonters who were voting that. Or
well, it's kind of split, I think. Yeah. Vermont, New Hampshire, New Jersey, California. Could be anybody.
Could be anybody.
We already have Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Could be all of them.
Could be all of them.
But even as that's going on in Vermont with marriage, and all, so many other states are considering marriage, a pair of law professors from Pepperdine University offered a unique solution to the marriage equality debate raging in California and other states. Their suggestion: end all marriages altogether. Or to be more precise, end the role that government plays in marriage. And so this was in an editorial in the San Francisco Chronicle, where Douglas W. Kmiek and Shelley Ross Saxer argue that all couples, gay and straight, could be issued the same licenses by the state. This license would carry the name, quote, civil union, or some other name the state chooses, something other than the word, the dastardly word, the most charged word of any of all the words, marriage. Each couple could then get their union blessed by whatever religion they wanted to, in whatever way they wanted. Equal rights would be guaranteed to licensed unions, while the religious part of all marriage would be separate. What do you think about that?
Works for me.
Didn't it not work for Evan Wolfson? I think when we had him on the show,
I think
really
a lot
like
of people
that
are very emotionally tied to the word marriage, which is why it's a fiery issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's really the word. But I don't care.
In some ways, now just hold on for a second after I say this, in some ways I regret doing a gay show at this time in gay rights, because, again, I feel like I
know
should
you're
care
over
more.
It. You're over it. It's okay.
I feel terrible. I feel like, oh crap, I'm supposed to care more about the marriage stuff, and I have a gay show and we talk about gay things, and I look through the different news articles and decide what I want to highlight for the show, and I sift through just so many marriage things. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Oh, marriage. Oh, whatever. Oh, marriage.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Good. You're our marriage guru. We're going to add that to your officer status on Facebook. You're a marriage guru.
But I'm the single one. You're the married one.
I have, a civil union. Is he even right there? And that's terrible. And now I'm feeling really bad. I had
to
think
what I know. You're going to get in trouble.
I love my civil union. I love my partner. Yeah, I
had to
think
for a second
what I had. Yes, we should perhaps play some music. No, wait. I have one more story, and then we're going to play music. One of the funnier stories out there this week was it was another gay marriage story, but this one, see, I can do gay marriage stories, but they have to entertain me. On Tuesday, the Minnesota Family Council said that within the next few days, it would introduce a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage, civil unions, and domestic partnerships. Now, hold on, Becca. Not the funny part. The group made this announcement, accompanied by religious leaders, who said that gay marriage would trigger the end of the world. Quote,
End of the world.
Yes.
Not even like the breakdown of society.
No. It's the end of the world. If everyone is gay, this world will cease to exist in 10 years. That is a quote from Ikram ul-Huk, the imam and religious director of the Muslim Community Center of Bloomington, who accompanied these folks who were introducing the same sex. So
he's going to be our guest next week.
Yeah.
We're going to ask him a little bit about, you know.
Let's see if our little gay show can help along that 10 years. Let's see if we can cut it to 6.
Oh,
that's my goal.
I think we could probably get it down to 4.
Well,
we're super efficient.
I think we could pull it off. All right, music.
I mean, we just got through all the news in like 30 seconds.
So. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We could be down in 4 years. I'll go with 4 years.
All right,
let's split the difference.
We're now on iTunes.
We're now on iTunes.
What are we playing?
That would be so funny if he said it was 10 years, but then I saw the show So Gay is now on iTunes. Has a wider audience. And I'm thinking it's going to be 6 now. The end of the world. Behind your makeup, take away your calendar watching. Can't keep track until your heart attack. Hey, I'm living in a magazine, page to page in my submarine. Hey now, Cindy, you can't get to me. Need another bed. Hey, I'll see you later. And with that, I'm thinking it's time to welcome our guest. Guest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. So now you just have to sit back while we introduce you, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay. Legendary, and I mean legendary, entertainer Sherry Vine has truly done it all. She has starred in such amazing stage productions as Eyes of a Supermodel Psychic, The Final Feast of Lucrezia Borgia, Kitty Killer, Charlie, Telltale, which we're going to talk about in a minute, Starlust, Carrie the Musical. She's also been in films like Wigstock, Stonewall, Scream Teen Scream, and the RuPaul Christmas Special, and Raspberry Reich. And she has been voted Entertainer of the Year. How are we doing so far, Sherry?
You're about halfway there.
Okay. That's it? Oh, crud. I don't have that much left. She's been voted Entertainer of the Year by her peers, honored with the Glammy Award. She also serves as the Artistic Director of the Theatre Couture. Sherry Vine, welcome to This Show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Did you say gay?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I have to go now.
Oh, shoot.
Your reputation might precede you a little bit, so I'm not sure if you've got the memo. This is a family-friendly show.
Oh, it's a family-friendly show, Sherry.
We're on a nonprofit station. No naughty words.
I always ask first, so I'm totally prepared to give you my...
Well, we screw up all the time, but don't tell the FCC.
Okay, can I tell my Sherry Vine 1997-1998 story? Sherry, are you ready?
Gosh, I was about six then. Yes.
Yes, you were only six. I was five. Let's go with that. Although you're not supposed to say that to guests. I was eight. Let's say that. So I, in 1997, 1998, I was in the process of coming out, and I was living in an NYU dorm, and my sisters and my brother. Sisters and my brother, my parents would regularly visit, and I kind of wanted to inch towards the coming out, but I didn't want to just come out, and I didn't want to put up a rainbow flag or something that was very overt. So I figured, what could I put up in my NYU dorm room that perhaps would inch me towards coming out? So I decided to frame and put up on my wall a poster from my favorite play musical at the time, which was, of course, Telltale.
Oh, my goodness.
Sherry Vine, you helped me come out. And it was the funniest thing. So when my family or friends from home would be in my NYU dorm room, they'd be talking to me, and every now and then I would see their eyes just wander over to the Telltale poster, and I'm like, yes, that's what I wanted.
Well, I'm sure that they thought I was the girl and that Jackie... with the drag queen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're like, what is that drag queen doing romancing that beautiful woman?
That is so funny.
So that's my...
I can clearly picture that poster, and the fondest memories about that time.
It was a great... It was just a show, and I remember I saw it twice. I feel like I saw it at a school, and then I saw it at the Cherry Lane.
Yeah, it opened at PS122, where we, premiered all of our shows, and then that is the one that did get picked up and moved off-Broadway to the Cherry Lane. So you're absolutely correct.
And when I was an RA at NYU, I brought a huge group of students to go see it at the Cherry Lane, and they thought it was just the best thing. It was great. It really introduced me to a different type of theater, and I'm so appreciative and grateful and thrilled to have you on the show.
He's been waiting for you to get here. He's just been bouncing off the walls.
We've had elected officials.
I don't think he's ever been this excited about
I'm nervous.
Guests, ever.
Sherry Vine, I'm nervous to talk to you.
Well, I am more than honored.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on. You want to talk some LGBT news with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, some of the stories, I try to handpick stories that our guests might be interested in. One of the stories that made me kind of angry this week had the header of End of the Road for Old School Drag Queens. I know, that's what I said to
no,
the title.
No, that can't happen.
I know. So just a couple quotes from the story. The old drag queen is dead. Long live the new drag queen. Cabarets and clubs across Britain are dispensing with old school drag artists in their thick makeup, grandiose wigs, and extravagant outfits because they say that they're outdated and we don't need them anymore. That's blasphemy, Sherry Vine, is it not?
Yeah, and replacing them with what?
I can actually tell you that. Replacing them with more along the lines...
grassroots radio shows.
With grassroots radio shows. Yeah, right. Yes, the death of the old school drag queen is because of grassroots radio shows. And also because for much more understated drag queens.
I don't even know what that means.
I think it means...
bad.
Some eyeliner on a guy.
Yeah, because it's like, how can...
Like David Bowie?
Understated.
Tell us. Sing to our audience about this, Sherry. This is... It's bad, right?
Well, it's funny because I actually complain about the opposite. I am always kind of like, where are the young, talented queens?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of Manhattan, mostly.
Absolutely.
That's where I live. But, you know, it's like... some of the queens, you know, we were like talking, because we used to hang out together and have lunch and stuff, and we were laughing. We're like, oh my God, we're all like the old queens. And we were laughing because we're like, well, where are the young queens? There hasn't been a big wave of like new talent where that performed. I mean, there's some girls, you know, queens that get dressed up and they go out, but it's just a party. They just want to, like, dress right. up, and they get in the club for free, and they get to be crazy, and they, you know, act crazy.
That's not an entertainer.
No, it's cute, it's fun, whatever, but there really aren't any new, young queens. I think there's many reasons. One is also because there's not so many venues anymore.
Right. Oh, there aren't.
And all of that. But if that article that's horrible.
It was appalling, and I wanted to tell everyone that that's not true. Now, I didn't know what kind of impact RuPaul's show has now had on the drag community. It's certainly gotten a ton of press. I haven't actually seen it.
I've seen parts. I have seen it. Actually, I have seen everything up to the past week, so I'm pretty. I'm just one episode behind.
Okay.
But maybe it's going to, like, revive a little bit. But I thank God for the old school queens.
That's what I think.
The world would be so much more dull.
Yeah, the world will be dull. And I just, gosh, that was such an amazing time in 19...
We don't want to retire Lady Bunny yet.
No, gosh, no. And Lady Bunny does not want that either. By the tips of her fingernails, she will hang on there.
Right. I mean, look, entertaining is entertaining.
Yeah.
So I don't care if they're 60 or 21. If they're good and they're entertaining, then there's a place for them. And
so
that's how you see.
We need to set up the Sherry Vine finishing school.
Well, I know. You know, I love being. But that's what I mean. Like, there really hasn't been anyone to even come along for me to, like, kind of mother or, you know.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Weird.
Are you volunteering to mentor?
Am I? No, you know
no.
that. Oh, no, Sherry's a mentor. But we got to find Sherry some people.
Our listeners, yeah.
I am always up for that.
Okay.
I get emails from some young queens, like, around, you know, the country or whatever, like, oh, can you give me advice? I'm like, of course, honey.
We'll see. And this is, it's like you're a plant right now. It leads right into my next story. It's like we rehearsed this, Sherry. It's very good. It's seamless. Seamless. We love it.
Until you act so surprised about it.
Well, yeah, okay. I screwed it up. So one of the other stories that was out there, I was prepared to report about, this all happened in 1 week. It was the story and then the reversal of the story of the Lebanon school district who wouldn't let the young woman wear a tuxedo to her prom. And that was the story I was going to report. But then today, just today, the superintendent said the issue has been resolved and said that school policy for this year's prom will be that all attendees will wear appropriate formal attire with no gender-based attire requirements imposed.
Yay,
right? Female students
That's
will be permitted to...
Yeah,
it's a great story. Female students will be permitted to wear tuxedos if they choose. What it does not say at all is that male students will be permitted to wear evening gowns. So what we want from Sherry Vine, our guest for tonight. So... We have two different categories. We have women who perhaps might be dressing in tuxedos and men who might be dressing in formal gowns for the first time. What advice would you give them for their prom?
Well, you know, it's a little different because I think, like, a woman can wear a suit or a tuxedo and it might not have anything to do with sexual orientation
right.
necessarily. You know, very Marlena Dietrich or Charlie Girl. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing. But whereas for a man to wear a dress, it's definitely not, unless they're going for kind of the Harvard or Mrs. Doubtfire or something, of course, straight guys can dress in drag. But, yeah, I think that's totally cool. I think it should just be like, it's formal wear, and that means whatever you want. If the football team wants to come in drag, then kudos to them.
Now, do you have advice for someone doing it for the first time?
Well,
they're going to have their picture taken.
Yeah, okay. My advice is to wear comfortable shoes. Bring your stilettos. But if it's your first time, you don't have really a perception of after an hour, you're going to be like, I'm ready to go home.
Those will wear you down.
Those shoes are not to be messed with. Those are serious shoes.
Bring comfortable shoes.
Do you have stilettos, Becca?
For the Photoshop. See, that's what I was going to lead to. For the photo session,
yes.
Everything now is, you know, ever since God created Photoshop, it's just made that whole part of life so much easier and gorgeous.
That helps.
Yeah.
We love technology.
Okay. So bring comfortable shoes.
So bring comfortable shoes.
Get familiar with Photoshop.
Bring comfortable shoes. Get familiar with Photoshop, or, you know, have them sign a waiver that you have first right of refusal for all prints. And just be aware now that everyone's always taking pictures and everything goes up on YouTube, so you have no privacy.
How?
Speaking of YouTube, You have some pretty amazing videos up on YouTube.
Yes, I definitely have videos on YouTube that you could not show on your radio.
No, we could not. We wanted
to
play.
We can barely even talk about them, but they're great.
We can say that Cherry Vine perhaps has some Madonna type songs.
Yes.
Perhaps.
And I fell out of my chair laughing with them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, they're brilliant.
I've been trying to go through my mental Rolodex of who won't be offended by them.
Who'd you come up with? You sent them to me, and that was it.
Yeah, well, I've got a few.
Okay.
That's hysterical. Yeah, well, for you, the viewers, it's definitely adult-oriented, but it's not pornographic.
No, it's not.
No.
It's on YouTube.
It's just entertaining.
It's just a little risque. I mean, a funny story about that is my parents they live in the mountains in North Carolina, and they're very, you know, we're from the city, but they retired and moved there. But they just, like a month ago, got wireless access in the house. And before, they never could really do much on the computer. The internet was so slow. So now they have wireless and it's super fast. And my dad calls me. He's like, I went to YouTube because everybody's talking about YouTube. And I entered Cherry Vine just to see what pops up.
Wow.
And I almost fell out of my chair. I said, Dad, don't open Pandora's box. I will send you links to things that are mom and dad appropriate. These are not. He's like, yeah, they're a little too much.
This is where you just have to transition very quickly. Oh, but remember Telltale? That should just be your line.
They love the shows. They're very cool. They're so supportive.
That's fantastic.
But that was a little too much.
I could imagine that was a little too much for them. The 4 minutes video that got me.
That and Supersize It.
Yes.
Definitely yes.
Too much. Definitely.
I forwarded out the 4 minutes to everyone. I was thinking, oh,
really?
Crud. I'm going to be in so much trouble with my IT department.
Oh, God.
there goes this whole Dean gig. Though. So, okay, this is my favorite part. This is where, Sherry, we talk about your song selections. And we analyze you.
Uh-oh. Okay, hit me.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some of your song selections. First of all, Shut Up and Let Me Go, which we're going to play in a few minutes. You just saw the Ting Tings, did you not?
On Monday night. I went to the Ting Tings in New York City on Monday night. They're like my hot, hot favorite right now.
How were they?
They were really great. So much fun because it's just two little people,
yeah,
who are able to make all of this music. And, you know, they both play multiple instruments and they're running around. And at one point, he's on the keyboard, guitar and drums like at the same time. And it's like, oh my goodness, you better work.
Wow.
And,
wow.
They were just really, really fun and like happy.
All right.
Music.
That's an easy one then. Sherry likes happy, multi-talented things. Let's go with another easy
one. There's not a lot of dark behind that, but okay.
I'm Not Living in the Real World by Blondie.
One of my all-time favorite Blondie songs. Not as maybe a big hit as, you know, Heart of Glass or Rapture, some of the other ones, but to me, it's kind of like punk Blondie.
This might be total blasphemy. Sherry, I'm a little nervous that there are a ton of people, especially the young kings and queens coming up, who don't know Blondie.
I know. I've talked to some people where I mentioned Blondie, and they're like, huh? And I'm like, Maria? And they're like, oh, right. I love that song.
Well, that's good. Now I know the keyword to get them into the conversation. That's good. And then we played.
It's a little different here because she's so cool. She still like hangs out and goes to shows and stuff. And so people do know who Debbie Harry is.
I just did my New York City nostalgia.
Like, yeah, Ken's having a moment.
So many of her songs have been covered now that people are like, oh, I love Titus High by Atomic Kitten.
Oh, nice.
That is Blondie's song.
Oh, you mean the woman from that original Hairspray movie? Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
I have
That's
to say, though, we have a 16-year-old listener who
is he
very offended
that I just said that?
That you said that.
Oh, shoot.
He wouldn't know who Blondie
I didn't say,
was.
No, he's very savvy, though.
And
we even got an I Heart Blondie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, this is good. This is good. We're spreading the Blondie gospel. And then a song that we played earlier, which I enjoyed immensely and I had never heard before, Movie Star. I didn't know that song.
Another one of my favorites right now. Did you heard of Rogene Murphy?
I had not, and now I realize that I pronounced her name wrong.
She was in a band called Maloko, which, you know, it, sing it back, they were really big in like the late 90s, I guess.
Oh,
early
no.
2000s. Huge, huge, huge in Europe. And okay. Now she's gone solo with Jean Murphy, and she sings, she has a big hit there called Rama Rama Ding Dong, and Movie Star is my favorite, and she's really, really big in Europe. Love her.
Oh, it was a fantastic song. And then the last song, which we're going to play,
yeah,
way
later. You should definitely check her out. They will love her.
Yes, no, and we're going to provide, for folks that are listening, we will provide a link to this, both on our iTunes. Sherry, we're now on iTunes.
Yay, I saw that. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We feel so important. So we're going to provide a link to that on iTunes as well as on our site. And then the song that will play us out way, way later in the show, Standing in the Way of Control by Gossip, another song I didn't know.
Really? Oh, another band that I love.
Tell us about them.
I've never heard of a lot of this, actually.
No, this is good. Gossip. This is why we have
this
guests.
Is the Gay Education Network.
Yes.
Gossip is a big queer favorite. She, it's the band, I don't know a lot about them. The lead singer, her name is Beth Ditto, and she got a lot of press because people were giving her a hard time because she's a large woman, and she did, like, just wear skimpy clothing or poses nude, and the gays worship her.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's totally, like, a big gay fan, a fan of the gays. And they're, I love them. She can really sing, and that's my favorite song by Gossip.
Sherry Vine, you are educating everyone tonight. And Becca, I feel like we're missing.
Total, like, little rock and roll queen.
Yeah, I feel like we're missing all this stuff now that we live in Vermont and not New York anymore.
I know.
I'm going back to Manhattan tomorrow. I will be there for 5 days. So.
You know, I don't know. I don't, like, can I say website? Well, if you,
yeah, yeah.
Pandora,
yeah, bring it on.
Pandora, the website's called Pandora.
Yes, Pandora.com.
Okay. Just go to Pandora.com and then enter something like, you know, the Ting Ting. And I'm sure that half of those, you know, Rojean Murphy, Gossip Girl, the Gossip, all that stuff will come up.
Absolutely. No, I adore, that's how, Pandora's actually how I discovered Girly Man, which is one of my current favorite groups.
So, yay.
All right, well, Sherry Vine, tell everyone where they can come see you.
Well, in New York City, every Sunday at Barracuda and Thursdays at Detox. Sunday Barracuda is my big, like, Sherry Vine show.
Oh,
and
I bartended at Barracuda.
You did not.
I did.
Yeah.
In like 97, it was a mess.
How could I not know I was working there then?
I was.
Did
and
you
then
get
I,
flustered?
I did. I was terrible.
See you getting, like,
I was
really
terrible. And, but then I went to work at the Oaks, which used to be the Five Oaks over in the West Village, and that I actually stayed at for a while. And it was suddenly Seymour 5 nights a week, and that worked out fine.
And I travel all over the place. No plans to hit Vermont anytime soon. But,
yeah, we're used to
people
it.
People come to New York City, they can find me. Facebook, Sherry Vine, MySpace, Sherry Vine, YouTube, Sherry Vine, Port Authority. No, I'm kidding. I'm very easy to find.
Sherry Vine, it is just such, and you're DJing in like 20 minutes, aren't you?
I'm DJing in a couple of minutes, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you for giving us your time.
Sherry Vine, it is, I kid you not, it is an honor to have you on the show.
You know, I'm honored, sincerely, just when anyone even thinks of me, it makes me very happy, and I am truly honored and blessed that, you know, anyone even cares that I have something to say.
No, you do.
Oh my gosh.
You do.
We love you.
You were such an amazing positive constant during a very tumultuous time in my life, and I had that poster, and the poster was as much for me as it was for anybody else, and it really anchored me so amazingly and introduced me to this whole different part of New York City that I truly, truly appreciated. So I am 100% grateful.
Well, I'm glad. It's my pleasure. A big kiss to both of you.
Thank you, Sherry Vine.
Keep doing what you're doing. It's important.
Go spin some records.
Absolutely. And come back anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let me go. This
That was Shut Up and Let Me Go by the Ting Tings, as requested by just the most fabulous, I can't believe I didn't say the word fabulous while she was on the air, but the most fabulous guest, Sherry Vine, who's off to go spin some records and be a DJ of all DJs. So thanks to Sherry Vine for calling in.
Thanks.
Want some more stories?
I do.
You want the story about the Pope or about being gay?
Oh, tell me about the Pope.
Okay. This is your Pope. It's not my Pope. This is your
I'm
people.
No. Well...
Pope Benedict the 16th, sorry, I had to do Roman numerals really quick, 10 plus V plus I, the 16th, said Tuesday, which was yesterday, that the distribution of condoms, Becca, condoms, no, is not the answer in the fight against AIDS in Africa. Benedict has never before spoken explicitly on condom use, although he has stressed that the Roman Catholic Church is in the forefront of the battle against AIDS. So they're at the forefront, but the Vatican encourages sexual abstinence to fight the spread of the disease.
Which is actually a pretty good way to prevent AIDS, but
well,
the
this
fact
is what
that
he
they
says.
Said
this is the best part.
Okay.
Best part. Quote, by the Pope. You can't resolve it with the distribution of condoms. On the contrary, Becca, and I think he actually said Becca,
probably.
The use of condoms will increase the problem.
Ooh.
What? I don't even understand
Are
that.
They now laced with an
I
HIV
no
lubricant?
I have no idea. Becca.
I'm sorry.
Wow, that was so much more of a Ken comment than a Becca comment.
It really
comment.
Was. I made Ken blush a little around the edges.
So that was the Pope story. I'm just moving on from that right now because I'm so absurdly thrown off that I'm just going to keep going. So then the other story, which I... really did enjoy. Lambda Legal has told a federal court that calling someone gay is not defamation. So the background of this case was Anna Nicole Smith, her kind of boyfriend, and for a couple seconds they thought he was her baby's father, but he wasn't. This woman wrote a book about her lawyer and boyfriend, Larry Burkhead, and with Howard Smith. Howard K. Stern, sorry. Howard K. Stern. So in this book, this woman wrote that she alleged that they had this gay encounter. And so Howard K. Stern sued for defamation. And so Lambda Legal came out of nowhere, which I just think is fantastic, and said...
They were right on top of it.
They were right on top of it. They filed a friend of the court brief in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, arguing that Stern's claims of defamation rested on the flawed premise that being called gay would expose someone to public hatred and shame. And they said, quote, saying that someone gay is gay, Becca, it's not an insult.
No, it's not. It's not a cinnamon for... cinnamon?
It is a little spicy.
Or stupid.
It's a little spicy.
It is.
Being identified as gay is neither bad nor shameful in life and under the law. That came straight from Lambda Legal. And so I just thought
that
was
great. I feel like that's our new sign-off right there.
Which is what?
Just that whole quote from Lambda Legal. That should be the way we sign off every week. Just so you guys know.
It's the end of the show, folks. See you next week. Being gay is being identified as gay is neither bad nor shameful.
Exactly.
No.
You need the whole thing, though. Keep going.
That's a terrible tagline. We need better taglines.
All right. Well, someone else won the T-shirt then.
And someone else. Do you want to go through the taglines?
I do.
So it was a very
active
week.
Tell me what they are, everybody.
I have not told
Becca.
I'm
really upset.
I have not told Becca. So we want to, can we give one more shout out? We're going to give a shout out to John out there in Southern California.
Hello, John.
Hello, John, out there in Southern California. John's doing some really great work. We're going to talk to him in a couple weeks about some reality programming that he's putting together that features LGBT folks in a way that mainstream media is not doing, and it's really important that
awesome.
That be out there. But not yet. We're not going to talk about that yet. We want John on the show. Okay, so here's what we got. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You ready? So keep in mind, right now, we have Gay You Later.
Right, and people can write into us and give us their opinions on
this. Andrew us from doing that.
Hey, Andrew, can we put Gay You Later
on our website?
Yeah, we can.
That. All right, we got to figure out how to do that.
We're going
to put a poll
can.
On our website. We're going to have people vote.
And we can add a submission line to the end
Maybe
of it,
we'll make a little survey monkey survey, and we'll have people vote, and they're going to vote for their favorite thing, and then whoever has the most votes is going to win. And then maybe some of the people who propose these taglines are going to go crazy emailing their friends saying, oh, you have to vote for mine, because they want the t-shirt. So right now we have Gay You Later.
Okay.
Not so much. We have Keep It Gay.
Okay.
Okay. We have... This is where it starts going downhill. We have Live Long and Prosperation 8.
Oh, God.
That's not bad. We have a great week. And remember, why be just gay when you can be so gay? That's not bad.
That's a little catchy.
That's not bad. Wishing you health, wealth, and the right to wed.
Oh,
except
but Ken's
I'm not
over
doing
it.
That one. Yeah, I'm not doing that one because of my gay marriage issues. So we're not doing that one.
I'll do it. And it wins.
And then there was a suggestion, perhaps, that we take the song Happy Trails, and everywhere it says happy, put the word gay. You just put your head down on the desk.
I'm working it out in my head.
It perhaps would go something like, gay trails to you until we meet again. And then I don't know how the rest of the song goes, but do the rest of the song and should work
I don't
it.
Know
so
the rest
one.
Of the song.
So there's Be Well, Do Gay Work, and Keep in Touch. Okay. And then one of my favorites, for its utter simplicity, Gay Bye. And the person who did that submission wrote, because where's the good in goodbye? So, Gay Bye.
But then...
Someone's going to win a t-shirt. We are going to set
up... I don't
know
up, that
oh,
I
oh,
like
shoot.
The justification
was another one.
For that one.
There was another one that I totally didn't write up. But there was one, Keep on Sparkling. But I don't think we can use that
was
one.
Was
that because,
Jesse Archer?
Well, Jesse Archer didn't submit it. Someone else submitted it. But I don't think we can use that one because it's a Jesse Archer phrase.
It
would be really great if we had Jesse Archer on every week. But Jesse apparently has a life. And so he
and
doesn't
an amazing website.
And an amazing website with really pretty pictures. But so we can't use Keep on Sparkling. So I'm sorry. So we have Keep It Gay, Live Long and Prosperation 8, all these other ones. We already have a vote for Gay Bye. We already have a vote for Gay Bye. So right now, we're sticking with Gay You Later.
All right.
Because I'm not ready to move on from that because it really annoys people. And,
specifically
you know,
Andrew. Huh?
Specifically Andrew. It kind of makes him a little bit angry. He doesn't like it. So we will run a contest. We have all our submissions. We will accept some late-breaking submissions if you email it to us right away at thisshowisogay@AOL.com or throw it on our Facebook group, whatever you want to do.
If you're going
to
submit a song or musical-type ending, you have to record it for us because
yes.
I'm not doing that.
And let me tell you, if you record it... you will automatically win.
Wow.
That's just what I've decided. So we will run a poll. People will vote. We'll see who wins. Someone's going to win a t-shirt. It's getting pretty cutthroat out there right now. Everybody wants to win the t-shirt. So we'll see what happens.
Oh,
very
we got another submission.
Did we?
Until next week, be here and be queer or not.
Oh, there you go. There you go. And we have this person writing in saying, no gay bye and no gay later. All right. This people are getting all riled up about the taglines.
Simmer down.
Simmer down,
it'll be
folks.
Up on the website.
It's going to be there. We're
you'll
gonna
get your opinion out there. It's okay.
It will be don't up on you. Our iTunes. Our iTunes? That's right. We're on iTunes.
It's a big
it.
Week for us. Sherry Vine
old.
And iTunes.
Sherry
oh,
Vine
my
iTunes.
Gosh. We hit the big time.
It's not going to get old. It's not going to get old. So if you are looking to get in touch with us, there are many ways to do that. One is through iTunes. If you are looking to get onto iTunes and find us first, you could just go on iTunes and search for The Show Is Okay with Ken and Becca, and you can find us very easily.
And the pink disco ball shows
up in
everything.
The pink disco ball, which I feel like it's time to give another shout-out to Diana and John, who way, way back when were so ultra-generous and designed that pink disco ball logo for us. And it was really, really nice that they did that.
And they
I
just
think it's
saw
opened a ton of doors.
Who we were
yes.
so much better than we even did. We didn't have an identity at that point.
We didn't have an
point.
Identity. And then it was the pink disco ball. So check out our Facebook group. Search for The Show So Gay with Ken and Becca on Facebook. Send us an email at thisshowisogay@AOL.com. People, clearly clearly know how to instant message us during the show, which is fantastic. We love interacting with you guys. We love doing this show. We have a ton of amazing, amazing guests. We're booked straight through now May 13th. So the roster of guests is quite incredible. Go to theshowsogay.com and click on upcoming, and you'll see all of our upcoming guests.
Next week, they're pretty impressive.
Yes. Next week, we have animal rights champion Nathan Runkle. So we're going to talk to him, talk about what's going on with him. So I'm very excited about that. That's pretty much it.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do for the rest of the week? You're
sleep.
Going to work.
I just got some books on hiking the trails in southern Vermont. I think I'm going to try to hit some of that.
That's not very gay. Oh, that's a lesbian thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I just lost some.
The look that I just
lost
got
some listeners. I'm sorry.
He's a little out of touch.
I'm going to go to
This is the Gay Education
this
Network.
This is the Gay Education Network. I'm going to New Jersey. I'm going to spend a lot of time in Manhattan. Going to go see Lindsay and Jillian, who aren't listening right now because they're
Lohan.
Sleeping. No, not Lindsay Lohan. Though I do now know the Lohan technique for punching and kicking and finding a girl to...
What?
I'm going to stop right there.
Wow.
To DJ. With whom to DJ. Let's stay there. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all we got. So I think we are going to play a song. I don't know where to go with that. We're going to go with Gay Bye because I got some hate mail just now of a threatening nature. From someone with whom I perhaps have a civil union, that we should not do gay later. So we wish you all a merry week. Gay bye.
Gay later.